Today we're talking about something very special that happens every year.
It is without a doubt one of the key dates in the school calendar, the annual secondary production.
Today we're welcoming the secondary school musical director, Miss Whippy.
Thank you.
We are delighted to welcome you to the podcast today, along with some of the cast from the play.
We are very excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Now the director of this whole production is going to tell us about the play. What's it about?
The play is a really exciting and fun story. The original character is called Dewey Finn, but for the purpose of this play, we have Marzi with us today. Say hello, Marzi.
Hi.
And Marzi played the character of Drew, so we changed it to a female character. She is not a teacher, but she decides to go into a school, pose as a teacher, and then through her love of rock and music, she creates a school band, and they find their personalities and their enthusiasm through the world of music.
Sounds so fun.
It has been fun, hasn't it, guys?
Yeah, it has.
So, Max, what was your role and how did you feel about acting in the play?
I had two roles. So my first role was Mr. Mooneyham, the parent of Zoe Mooneyham, who was like the lead guitarist of the school rock band in the show. And then my second role was Mr. Noble, which was one of the teachers at Horace Green.
Were you nervous or worried about anything specific?
So this was my third show at this school. So I first did Bugsy Malone, where I was Leroy, High School Musical, where I was Chad, and now School of Rock. So seeing as this is my third show, I'm not too nervous, but it's always a bit nerve-wracking on the day. And when you've just finished, it feels really nice.
Yeah.
So, Marzi, why did you decide to join the school production?
Mainly, I wanted to build my confidence in speaking in front of other people. Sometimes I'm a little bit shy, and I feel like joining the play helped me get out of my comfort zone a lot.
Would you like to do it again next year?
Yes, depending on the show, but I'm sure that it's going to be a really good one.
Max, what was the most challenging part of preparing for school production?
So one of the most challenging parts, I'd say, would be learning all the lines, so that could be for either the character or sometimes for the singing. And then I know I, for example, didn't have many dance moves, but I know, for example, Marzi had lots of dance moves and lots of lines to remember. But personally, getting the right notes on the singing was very challenging for me.
And do you guys think the production taught you anything specific?
Personally, I think it taught me how to be responsible. So in the wings, I was able to be much more responsible and able to help some of the younger children change their costumes or put on some accessories that they needed to go on because they were about to go back on stage.
I think it taught me to be more confident and get out of my comfort zone. And especially with the lines, since there's so many of them, it was hard to learn on all of them, but still now I can't remember all of them sometimes. So one of the skills that I learned is to learn to play it off even if it wasn't the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Marzi is in absolutely every scene, so she has a lot of lines that she had to learn for the play.
What are your favourite parts of the production? Let's start with Miss Whippy.
My favourite parts of the production, I love the opening scene when we are introduced to Drew for the first time and we have a big lift and all the students are in that number. It's really, really exciting and really energetic. The other thing I love about the play is the humour. I think it's really, really funny and I think there's jokes for every age group, which makes it a really like a community feel in the audience.
Yeah. And you, Max?
I'd say one of the faculty scenes where Miss Mullins comes in and she says how we have to prepare for the parent-teacher meetings and Marzi then spits out her water all over the stage. Everyone laughs for that one. And my favourite scene would also be our Horace Green in the faculty lounge when we do our song and then we do our scene that we made.
So basically everything that you're in.
Yeah.
How about you, Marzi?
I think my favourite parts were just because Horace Green is a really formal place and everyone's really like sticking to the rules and everything. And I think it was really funny the scenes where Drew came and just was like really free-spirited and just kind of taught some of the people at the school that you don't have to always be super like perfect.
Yeah.
So now I think we should do something a little fun. So let's do some fire questions.
Hi.
So we'll ask you in this order, Max, Marzi, and Miss Vic. You'll have to transfer them as quickly as possible. No pressure.
Max, what would be your dream role?
My dream role would probably be the main character.
Were you nervous to do it for the first time?
The first time I was ever in the show, I was very nervous, I remember.
Marzi, was there any specific way you learned your lines?
No. Well, actually, with voice memos, I would talk as the other characters and then leave spaces for me. So that was really helpful. And then also just getting my friends to say the other lines.
Yeah. Did anything inspire you to join the school production?
I really like the School of Rock with Jack Black. And I just thought it would be a fun opportunity.
Miss Whippy, how did you feel when everything came together on stage?
Relieved. Yes, we had a few rehearsals where I didn't know if it was going to pull together, but it did in the end, as it always does.
Would you recommend drama to any of the younger children?
Yes, I think that drama and being in the school show, especially in a world where we're very digital and we're always on our phones and we're talking through screens, being in a school show like this, it gives you the opportunity to actually speak out loud and make human connections and build your confidence and learn how to speak in front of a crowd, which is actually a really, really big confidence skill that is valuable in all walks of life.
Yeah.
Would you guys agree?
I'd agree, yeah.
I think it's super important to, like, especially as we get older, we lose our touch of creativity and just think that work is more important or studying, but I think it's super important to keep in touch with that side of ourselves.
Yeah.
And I would personally recommend it to, like, musicians, so, like, they've already been on stage, so they know how it feels like to be performing in front of a crowd, so they'd be perfect for drama.
Thank you so much for being here with us. It was great to find out a bit more about the production, which, by the way, was a huge success.
We all loved it here in our studio. And one last cheeky question to Miss Whippy. Any clue of what the production could be next year?
Oh, I will be keeping my cards close to my chest, but I will say I usually look at the talent that we've got and who we've got in terms of different characters, and so I'll be picking a really good play for who's coming up the ranks next year.
Ooh.